And when they used to raise hogs in these woods, now that is interesting, the hog dogs. Now they would just, I believe I told you the other day, but they had those hog dogs that go out in the woods and pen those hogs, go in the pen and jump over the pen to keep the hog from catching them, you know. And they had them trained real good, those hog dogs. Of course, they had the cow dogs trained too.
What kind of dogs were hog dogs?
Oh, the same type is cow dogs, just different breeds, just dogs. Regular old cur dogs, what they call cur dog, makes a good hog dog. Cur dog is just some, I think a cur dog is really a dog. He's got no special breeding. He's not a, what's the name of some of these hybrid dogs, these here fancy dogs you keep around? Well, I can't think of the names of dogs now, a lot of dogs, but anyway, a cur dog is just a dog. Maybe be a mixed breed, you know. You won't know what his daddy is, and they won't know what his mammy is. And they'll say it's a cur. And they make mighty good dogs, too, those mixed dogs, too.
Well, if your cow or something, do you name the cows ever? Do you ever, you know, give them?
Name them. A lot of people do. You think, now, I got a nephew down here, him and his wife. That's his wife, especially. She works with the cattle a lot. And she knows, she's got nearly every cow they got named, I think. They got a whole bunch of cows. But we don't. Used to a long time ago, we'd name cows different names, but... We don't now. When we got up to where we'd have 100, maybe 125 cows or something like that, or even 60 or 70 cows, we didn't pretend to try to name them at all. But they used to name them old milk cows, so they'd come around and milk all the time, they'd name them. And well, people used to more or less have names for cattle, but now they don't name them much.
Well, if you have a cow, you know, if it's expecting a calf, what do you say, if it's named maybe Daisy or something, you say Daisy is what?
Old Daisy's going to cave, or fix and bring a cave. And we refer to our cattle as a whole lot. See that little longhorn brindle cow, that old nubhorn spot cow, spotted cow, something like that. We kind of refer markings on the cow. And when we're trying to tell somebody which cow's got a calf, like my son and I, if I go down the pasture and see a cow with a little calf and he wants to know what kind it is, I say, oh, it's that old brindle cow, that old big brindle cow that I got sown in a certain place or something like that. You know, just something to identify them by.
Brindle, what is that?
Brindle. Well, do you know what a brindle color is?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's kind of a brownish color with more or less a streaked, kind of streaked brown, you know. And they call it brindle. And just a solid, if it's solid brown, it's brown, and if it's streaked brown, it's brindle.
What about the horses? What do you call the male of the horses?
Stud or stallion. Some people say stallion and some say stud, the male, and mare for the female, and a filly, a young horse that's never brought a colt. They call her a filly, a mare that's never brought a colt. They call them a filly.
Do you have a name for a female cow that's never?
Heifer.
And what about the male?
Just a bull yearling.
What's that?
Bull yearling. Bull yearling. If he's a bull, you know, we call him bull yearling. Or if you work on him, castrate him, well, you call him a steer. Steer and a heifer, you know, if you work on them, castrate the calf.
Well, on those horses, you know, do you put things on there, on their feet? Do you have to put the...
Shoes? Not necessarily. If you use a horse a lot, a lot of these people that use the horses a lot, they have to shoe them. If they get tenderfooted, they'll shoe them, and a lot of times they shoe them to keep them from getting tenderfooted. But just ordinarily, like we'd use a horse around the pasture here, just going out and pinning cows every once in a while on this ground, they wouldn't have to have no shoes. We've had horses we never put shoes on, you know.
What are those shoes?
But if you're going to use them on concrete, something like that, you sure better put shoes on them.
Well,